Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. This is episode 66 and it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What would you do if you witnessed someone being bullied? So this podcast leads on from the one during the week that I did called Make Yourself Bullyproof. So that was about preparing yourself and making yourself less of a target, less of a nice target or an easy target for a bully. So this one is, what would you do? What would you do if you witnessed someone being bullied? That's a really tough one. So, you know, there's lots of different types of bullying. There's verbal bullying, physical bullying, emotional bullying, mental torment. There's a lot of different types of bullying. Would you be able to do nothing if you witnessed something? Would you be able to just walk away and go, I'm not getting involved? I probably wouldn't. I would have to do something. You know, not, I know it's a Success Sensei podcast, so you think I'm going to talk about coming out with a big flying kick to the person's head, to the bully's head. Not necessarily. It doesn't have, each situation is individual. And one of the, in my line of work, a lot of people like to ask me hypothetical questions like this very one that we're discussing. And it's, what would you do if? What would you do if? What would you do if there were several people? Well, if they were all armed, what would you do if you had handcuffs on and you were cornered and there was nothing you can do? And ultimately, all these hypothetical questions are designed to break you down until you've got to the point where, you know, there's nothing that you actually could have done. But in this scenario, if you witnessed somebody being bullied, what would you do? Well, I mean, you could insert yourself into the situation, which I know a lot of people wouldn't do who aren't confident or aren't martial artists or self-defense practitioners. You could absolutely approach the person afterwards, not necessarily the bully if confrontation was something that you didn't like, but you could absolutely approach the victim of the bully and, you know, talk through them and help them in any shape or form. You could ring the police if it was that bad. You could go to a higher authority. You could go to, if it was a school environment, you could go to the headmaster and the principal. You could go to an employer if it was in the job. There's a lot of ways that you can deal with things without coming out with your flying kick. It's just having the confidence and not leaving it and thinking, you know, I'll leave it to somebody else, because will you be able to deal with the guilt afterwards? As I said, I'm biased in it. I would absolutely have to do something. I'm not like a have a go hero that the newspapers will try to put us off, you know, helping each other by calling us have a go heroes, and then the police say, you know, that they don't endorse vigilantism when we try to kind of help each other, and if situations turn ugly. It's terrible to think that we don't have each other's backs, and if somebody was in need, that there wouldn't be anyone there to help. And there's too many stories of horrible situations. I won't inflict upon you now, but the gist of it is, you know, people at bus stops being set upon and attacked in broad daylight, and a queue, a line full of people waiting for the bus and no one intervening, no one saying anything, and everybody being afraid. That's a terrible environment to live in, and it's a terrible environment to be raising kids in, to think that if anything happens, there is no help. So, you know, have a think about it. What would you do? Have a plan. I'm somebody that's worked in the security industry for a long, long time as retail security, which was a tough old job, that, and nightclub security as a doorman, which wasn't so tough, had its moments, but I had a lot of experience with confrontation. I had a lot of experience in those kind of environments where you have to think on your feet. And I know it's not easy, especially when you're not trained. I know it's not easy to think in that moment, what will I do? What should I do now? So having these ideas, preconceived about, I would do this, even if it's something simple like taking out your phone. And not so that you can get lots of likes on Facebook or YouTube when you post it up, but as a way to actually help the person involved. And I mean, take out your phone and ring somebody for help. I don't mean take it out and document it for your own YouTube channel. So you know exactly what I mean. But we should definitely be looking out for each other a lot more, and we should definitely be not letting people away with things, because they know that people are too fearful to intervene, and they can have the confidence and the arrogance to set upon somebody in a public place, whether verbally or whether physically, and imagine that there's not going to be any repercussions. But there will be, as long as we all stand together. So that was the social justice conversation podcast. So what would you do? Have a think about it. Thanks for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.